You're listening to SBS News.
There are almost 1 million Australians living with a cognitive disability. For the next 2 weeks, they'll have the rare opportunity to have their voices heard as the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation against People with Disability continues in Sydney. The inquiry heard directly from people with cognitive disabilities, including Kylie Scott, who has Down syndrome.
I want to speak up for people. You can't speak up. We all need to be understood and supported. Here's Wonder Woman to the rescue.
In an opening address, Ronald Sackville QC, the Commission Chair, said over the next fortnight the inquiry will investigate issues within the healthcare system.
The consequences of neglect or abuse by or within the health system for people with cognitive disability are as disturbing as they are profound. They should shock the conscience of all Australians.
Witness Jack Kelly told the hearing about his limited role in decision-making when receiving healthcare.
It makes me feel like I'm not valued as a person.
Ms Scott, who is a disability consumer representative, spoke out against the termination of babies who, through prenatal testing, are identified as having Down syndrome.
Parents that are pregnant with their Down syndrome babies, they should not be aborted.
That was also an issue raised by Rebecca Kelly, whose 8-year-old son Ryan has Down syndrome.
The medical model of disability is the model that says that this is something to be cured. It just sets up such a terrible way of viewing that child's life and that child's value. It's such an unconscious bias, but it's right there and it's central to medical training, I think, and it needs to change because it's very dangerous.
Ms Kelly, who is the chair of Down Syndrome Tasmania, hopes the inquiry will lead to systemic changes to the way medical professionals view and treat people with disabilities. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.